Hi everyone, another episode of Experience Kills. I'm Richard, I'm with Ben.
Howdy, hi!
Oh, he is Hanky the Christmas Poo today. It's not Christmas, mate, it's March.
I find that Hanky the Christmas Poo believes in Christmas any time of year. He never gives up on that dream.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and link that in somehow.
So, good luck with that.
Speaking of cartoon characters with eyes. Is that good enough? We're going to talk about Awesome Pea, which is a game about a pea that is awesome, funnily enough. Quite a good title as titles go.
What makes Awesome Pea awesome, and is his name just Awesome? Or is it like Awesome the Pea? Or is it like Anthony Awesome PP? I mean, what do we know about this Awesome Pea?
There aren't any other peas in the game, so I don't think that a naming convention is required. It's not like that's his family name. He's just the only sentient pea around.
That sounds lonely, man. That doesn't sound that awesome. That sounds like a tragic existence, bereft of connection, bereft of loyalty and love. Doesn't sound great. What makes it awesome?
He's quite a stoic character, for one, because he doesn't let that on at all. He smiles all the time.
Hiding the pain.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, Awesome Pea is a 2D side-scrolling platform game in the style of old Game Boy platformers, like visually as well. So it looks exactly like an original Game Boy game with all the wavy pixels and like messed up visuals. It's monochrome graphics as well, so it's got that sort of yellowish tinge that a Game Boy screen had. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's going one step further than the pixel art trend to just look like a colourful old game. Well, all the colour's gone, so it's an interesting take, I guess.
So it's gone for that monochromatic OG Game Boy look, hasn't it? I looked at some video of it and stuff. Yeah, it's certainly going for that style without actually aping a game in particular, at least not one I can remember.
Well, bits of it sort of do. So you play as Awesome Pea. And Awesome Pea is literally a pea with eyes, a mouth, and he can jump, walk from side to, well not walk, sort of roll or whatever, from side to side, and he's got a double jump as well, and that's pretty much all you get. There is no depth to the gameplay beyond that. The controls are very simple, and it gives you really quite a short set of levels to experiment with. I finished it in like a couple hours, maybe less.
Okay.
Because it's got like 29-30 levels, I think. And they all sort of focus around similar themes. So I think you've got five themes of level in this. You've got like a cave where you can drop down onto projectiles that are coming up at you, and you've got to dodge them as you go down. There's a train level where you're running along the top of the train and dodging stuff that's coming to you on that, spikes that are whizzing around and arrows flying, stuff like this, right? There's a few of those. Then there's a Mario-style level, which is interesting. So it looks very, very similar to the Mario vistas you'll be used to. Blocks to climb up. And there's just sort of regular themes. There's a dungeon as well, I think, and then a tower. I think that's the five. There's a tower that you can climb up. And they repeat sort of over the 30 levels, and they're all really quite short. So think Meat Boy sort of length, maybe 30 seconds, a minute or 2 minutes at most. And the objective is simply to get to the end of the level and dodge all of the projectiles or enemies that are in your way. One death and you go back to the very beginning. There's no ceremony around it, no death sequence. You just die and go back to the start.
Is it predominantly the challenges are like environmental platforming, or are there enemies?
The enemies are static, so they're just in the environment and they throw stuff at you. So there's like frogs that breathe bubbles. If you touch the frog, you will die. If you touch the bubble, you will die. There aren't enemies per se that you can attack or anything. It's simply navigating your way through each level.
Okay.
And getting to the end. There are pickups along the way, so you've got coins that you can pick up, you've got gems that you can pick up, and there's a sort of counter at the beginning of the level to tell you how many of those are in each level, and you are awarded with achievements for picking all of them up. So obviously I did that.
I was going to ask, is it an easy 1,000 gamer score?
It didn't take me too long, but I wouldn't say it's easy. There are some challenging sections in there.
I know, I looked up the pricing for this. It's very cheap. It's like $4.99 on Xbox right now, UK price.
Oh, so, is that all?
Yeah, it's super, super cheap. So
I'd say it's worth that.
Yeah, for 1,000 gamer score and a moderate level of challenge and stuff, with a well-constructed retro aesthetic, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I reckon it's worth that. I mean, it's got some issues. The difficulty curve is weird because probably the toughest point in the game, not just from my point of view, but seemingly everyone got a little bit stuck at just past the midway point on one of the cave levels. That is quite tricky. And I know it wasn't just me because I checked the achievements and that's the one that fewest people have got.
Right.
But yeah, getting everything on that middle stage cave level is really tough.
So who's made this game?
It's made by Pigeon Dev. I don't know Pigeon if they've Dev. Done anything else.
Do you think Pigeon Dev is working closely with the pea lobby? Because peas, I don't know about you, Richard, but when I see peas on a plate, it's rare that I get excited about consuming a pea. So do you think the pea lobby is behind trying to promote the more positive pea aspects of pea existence that we're getting, you know, in Awesome Pea? I mean, they are obviously pushing with the branding here how awesome peas are. What do you think about that?
I reckon it's more likely that they couldn't draw much beyond a pea. So
wow. Okay.
That's where that came from.
Controversial.
That sounds harsh, actually, but I'm thinking this game is built around its simplicity, right? I was going to tell you about some problems, so let's get back to that.
Why? Because peas have got enough problems as it is. I mean, is that important?
For people to know.
Oh, okay.
Do you like my little pun there? I said pea.
I do, yeah. Yeah. Try and take this pea serious, please.
Okay. Well, yeah, so there are some problems. There's weird collision detection issues. I'm quite used to difficult platformers and I wouldn't normally call that out. I'd blame myself rather than the game, but it does feel in this occasionally there's a few moments where you think, really? Did I really hit that? Maybe I did, but it doesn't feel quite right, you know?
Mm.
And as I was saying, that difficulty curve is an odd one because it does set itself up as quite a challenging platformer at the beginning, and it seems to ramp up and then hits a sort of apex. And then the last 10 levels, I did them all in like 10 minutes. It's very odd how they've laid it out. But yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't want to stop. You know, I might have finished it in a couple of hours, but that is because I could not put it down until I got through to the last level.
And got every achievement, most importantly.
And got every achievement.
Yeah, I know what you're like. you certainly were, you know, if somebody spent $4.99, that's how to get your money's worth out of a game like that. I mean, to be honest though, as a pigeon, it must have been a rather perilous development cycle to create this awesome pea.
I don't know. I feel like you're sort of challenging me to do more puns. I'm going to leave you hanging there.
Most important thing was you said you'd probably get this video done in about 7 minutes, and I'm like, I'm going to stretch this to over 10, and I have succeeded. Yeah. So yeah,
I did wonder if that's what you were going to try. I can cut it all out.
No, what? And the audience would lose out so much, though. You can't do that to our lovely viewers and listeners. I mean, I think, to be honest, this is a game of simple pleasures, and it seems like it's pretty good value.
Yeah, it's $4.99. You'll get a couple hours entertainment out of it. It does have that one more go feel where I did go to close it down several times and thought, I'll do one more. And then by the time I knew where I was, I was near the end. I thought I might as well finish it then. Yeah, definitely worth a go for people that like tough 2D platformers. It's exactly what you would imagine it is. So no surprises, but it does what it should. That's been Awesome Pea. We are Experience Kills. Please watch us for more videos and game coverage.
Exclusively about peas?
No. We do all sorts of vegetables.
Oh, okay.
And
oh, brilliant.
Even non-food based video games.
Awesome.
Please come back.
Please come back. Yes, please. please come back.
Please come back. Rate us, subscribe, like us, all that stuff that you're supposed to say at the end of podcasts.
Yep.
Also, find me on Twitter at Colonel Red. You can find Ben on Twitter at
DIYE.
That's it.
Yep, that's my name.
And you can find us as a duo on Twitter at Experience Kills.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's been fun, Rich. Thanks for inviting me to this one.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've had a horrific time.
Shut up. Right. Goodbye.
Bye.